Joanne Folletta is the music director of the Virginia Symphony Orchestra and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. She's here with me today to talk about the Virginia Arts Festival and some of the wonderful performances that are coming up. Joanne, thanks for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you. I'm always thrilled to talk about the Arts Festival and the great things that are going on there.
And you've been with the Virginia Symphony since 1991. During that time, your career has just taken off, and you're all over the map with guest appearances. But you managed to continue to make great strides with this orchestra. What makes Virginia so special to you?
Well, the orchestra itself is superb. The musicians are great musicians. They have a fantastic attitude of excellence, and there's the opportunity to do very special concerts here. And of course, our collaboration with the Arts Festival in these past 20 plus years has been really dreams come true. I mean, they're really special moments for all of us.
And it's taken a while for women to be recognized in the conducting world, but that's changing now, and you're one of the leaders at the forefront of this movement. You have an amazingly busy schedule that you still find time to encourage the next generation. How do you look at that and how important it is?
Oh, it's very important, and I am so glad that things seem to be changing perhaps more quickly now. You know, when I was first starting to conduct, it was relatively rare for women to be conductors, and it was changing really slowly. But in the last 5 years or even 10 years, it seems to really have just opened up for women, and I'm delighted to see that, and I'm delighted to help in any way.
So great to have a leader like you here in Virginia. And now you're part of the Virginia Arts Festival. It was established in 1997 and definitely has brought attention to the Tidewater's cultural status. Music, dance, theater performance is all part of the festival. How has this enhanced the Virginia Symphony's status in the community?
Well, we have really a special role in the festival, and I want to thank Rob Cross for this, because Rob is a member of the Virginia Symphony, has, of course, a special place in his heart for the orchestra, and he's always put us really at the center of the festival. Yes, he brings in artists from all over the world, but his own orchestra, our own Virginia Symphony, always has a major presence, and I applaud him for that. We all are thrilled that he really gives us wonderful projects to do, wonderful collaborations, and they've always been special.
And there are several concerts as part of this year's festival to take part in the celebration of the Bernstein Centennial. This has got to be special for you because you actually studied with Bernstein in master classes at the Juilliard School.
That's true. It is very special. I mean, first of all, having had the opportunity to be in Bernstein's presence and to be coached by him, to hear his words about conducting and what music means, was astonishing. But he's a hero to all American musicians. He's an icon for us. He is an American who blazed a trail throughout the world, who set the highest possible standard for us. As a conductor, of course, composer, pianist, teacher, educator, writer, just an extraordinary genius. And I think he influenced all of us. Every American musician is inspired by Leonard Bernstein.
And this week's concerts are featuring music that are works for the concert hall in Newport News and Norfolk. You've got Bernstein's daughter, Jamie, as host and narrator, don't you?
Yes, Jamie is a lovely, lovely person who's has made it part of her life to follow keep the flame of her father's work alive personally, because she can talk about him, of course, as a daughter, and having her as our sort of master of ceremonies and our host at the concert makes it very special. I mean, she really knows her father so well, and shares insights that only she has about him as an artist and as a human being.
And when you sat down to plan the repertoire for this concert, what thoughts crossed your mind? How did you choose the pairing of pieces that are on this program?
We wanted to get a very wide spectrum of Bernstein's work, because he worked in so many milieus, so many types of music. We wanted to just show a kind of kaleidoscope of things he's done. First of all, his choral music, Chichester Psalms, a great piece for the chorale and and the orchestra to highlight something quite spiritual, written for voice, a beautiful piece. His works for the theater in the greatest musical ever written, West Side Story. This is an internationally beloved piece, and Bernstein created an orchestral work of the symphonic dances from that piece. This is one of the most thrilling works we ever play on our concert stage. His prelude fugue and riffs, I mean, there he is with this jazz influence, and because Bernstein was able to incorporate jazz into the concert venue, jazz into the orchestral writing in a way that no one else could. So we're highlighting his interest in jazz. His serenade for violin and orchestra, one of the greatest pieces, violin concertos we have. Bobby McDuffie studied this piece with Bernstein. Mm. So having him come to play it for us, knowing that Bernstein coached him on it, makes it special. So these are a variety of works that really are just examples of the kind of genius of this extraordinary musician.
I was going to ask you about how you came about the collaborations that you have. You've already told us about Robert McDuffie, violin soloist, and John Manassi is joining you as clarinet soloist, and then you've got Todd Rosenlieb dance.
That's right. Well, Bobby, of course, is a great, great violinist, a superstar. John Manassi is one of the preeminent clarinetists in the world, and he has played the piece many, many times and brings a very special understanding of it. And Todd, it's always great to have Todd's dancers on stage with us. His imagination, his creativity, choreography, his astonishing way of dealing with the connection between dance and music. He has a real gift for that. So that is going to be something quite special to have the Todd Rosenlieb dancers perform the Prelude, Fugue, and Riffs with us.
That's really neat. Now, I hope everybody can get out this week to the performances, but there's more going on at the festival, and there's another Bernstein on Broadway concert in May. It's May 12th at the Sandler Center in Virginia Beach, and you've got Rob Fisher coming in. He's putting it together and conducting. Can you tell us a little bit about Rob and bringing him to Virginia? What's going on with this program as well?
Well, Rob Fisher is a local star. I mean, a local star. He's an international star, but he comes from this area. So Rob has been a part of the Virginia Symphony since he was a child, and we're so delighted that he still has time in his schedule to come and bring his astonishing knowledge and sophistication of the Broadway world back home. So he is coming with artists that he knows well, great Broadway stars, to pay a tribute to Bernstein on Broadway. And, of course, that was a very large part of Bernstein's life. There's not many people who can be completely at ease with both the serious concert stage and Broadway, and Bernstein is one of those people. So having Rob Fisher on our podium for us is always an honor, and it's always a delight. I mean, he is truly a star, and we're always thrilled to welcome him back.
There are several chances for our listeners to check out the Virginia Symphony at the Virginia Arts Festival again this week and then in May. Joanne, are you doing anything else Bernstein-related this year? I assume you probably are.
Well, with Buffalo Philharmonic, we have done lots of work with Bernstein. I've incorporated Bernstein into a lot of my guest conducting as well, because even in Europe, I mean, he's beloved. So very often in Europe, when I'm guest conducting, they ask, please bring a work by Maestro Bernstein, and it's always a great pleasure to celebrate him as a human being, as a great artist, and as an example of the very best in American music.
Well, Joanne, it's terrific to talk to you and catch up once again, and we look forward to all the performances here at the Virginia Arts Festival.
Well, thank you so much. We'll see you there then.
Absolutely. That's Joanne Folletta, Music Director of the Virginia Symphony Orchestra.